KORN News Radio Sports, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NCAA says they won't discuss the possibility of expanding the men's and women's college basketball tournaments until after this season. That's what NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Dan Gavitz told a group of reporters yesterday in Indianapolis. There's been talk for the past few months and really years that the NCAA could expand the tournament to 72 or even 76 teams starting as soon as next year. NCAA President Charlie Baker said last year that adding teams could add value, also money, to the tournament. He said that the NCAA has already had good conversations with their TV partners, CBS and Warner Brothers. So their TV contract runs through 2032 as they pay around $1.1 billion a year to broadcast the NCAA tournaments. The Chicago Bears' potential move to Indiana took another step forward yesterday when a key committee approved a plan to create an agency to help get a stadium built. The Indiana House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee passed a bill establishing a Northwest Indiana Stadium Authority to finance, build, and lease a stadium. The vote was unanimous, 24-0. The Bears are looking for a tract of land near Wolf Lake in Hammond, Indiana. The team calls it the most meaningful step forward in their stadium planning efforts to date. Republican Governor Mike Braun and other Indiana lawmakers have been aggressive in trying to lure the Chicago Bears amid a years-long effort to build a domed stadium somewhere in Illinois. Class AA girls basketball tonight. Number one Brandon Valley will host Spearfish. Brandon Valley girls still undefeated. They're 16-0. Number three Washington will be at Roosevelt tonight. Number four Rapid City Stevens takes on a pretty good Class A team in Rapid City Christian, while a number five Aberdeen travels to Brookings, and the Huron girls host Watertown. Game of the night in AA boys. Number four Huron hosting number five Watertown. Number one Sioux Falls Lincoln will be at Jefferson. The Lincoln boys are 17-0. While the number two Roosevelts host Washington. Third-ranked T, they will be at Yankton later tonight. The NBA is pushing new rules to cut down on potential tanking and keep teams trying to win late in the season. Yesterday, people familiar with the talks say that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver outlined his options in a call with general managers. Silver has said he wants every remedy on the table. Sources say that the league is also considering locking in your draft lottery odds by a set date. The league has recently fined teams for sitting healthy players, including a $500,000 fine for Utah and a $100,000 fine for Indiana. The NBA likely to discuss it further next month at their Board of Governors meeting. On the court last night, Boston would defeat Golden State, still without Steph Curry, 121-110. Boston's Jaylen Brown had his third triple-double of the season with 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 13 assists. Orlando beat Sacramento 131-94. The Sacramento Kings have now lost a franchise record 15 straight games. Meanwhile, Orlando made a team record 27 three-pointers last night. They were 27 of 50 from deep. Detroit over the Knicks, 126-111. Detroit's Cade Cunningham with 42 points and 13 assists. Kevin Durant would make two free throws in the final seconds as Houston beat Charlotte 105-101. Durant, he finishes with 35 points. And that's a look at your sports for Friday, February 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.